What were you created for? See, a sermon entitled, What Were You Created For? Because every one of us here in this place, we were created, as God is going to show you and I here in Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 4. Jeremías 1. Jeremiah. Go ahead and turn my phone on. Do not disturb, because my family just seemed to be like right now, just sending all the, they're like on a text frenzy. Amen. But here, Jeremiah, amen, he's going to tell you and I of what you and I were created for. Starting in verse 4 out of chapter 1, the Word of God says, Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. How many know that many of times we disqualify our own selves, by all the excuses, and God says, Oh, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to say. But God, God says, don't worry about it. What I tell you to say, just say it. Amen. What I tell you to do, just do it. Verse 8. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put his hands and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. That's God saying, I'm going to fill you with everything you need to say. Verse 10. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus tonight. God, let us be faithful. Let us not be fearful. As we know, God, that as we are in obedience, God, you would give us the words to speak. Let us never, place any excuses or anything thereof of why we cannot be used. We thank you tonight. Help us in all things. And all God's people said, amen. The Bible says that the harvest is truly plentiful. See, there are many people that we know, who need Jesus. There's no end to the people who need Jesus. The number of people who need Jesus are plentiful, but the problem is that there is not enough laborers. The Bible says, that the laborers are few. See, when, the countless number of people who are lost, when we can see that there are only a few, who are willing, to be used and to tell people. Can I tell you, not everybody and not every church. There are some churches that before anybody goes out to be a spokesman, amen, for, can I tell you, you are never a spokesman for the church. You are a spokesman for Jesus Christ. But many of churches, they want you to have, amen, witnessing classes. They want to tell you exactly what to say. They want to tell you exactly what to do. They want you to be, amen, they want you to be polished. They don't want you, amen, to go out there and give, amen, the church a bad rap on what you're going to say. Can I tell you tonight, amen, when you step out and you begin to be used, it is God, amen, who puts the words in you. You don't go upon your own abilities. I knew nothing about the things of God when I first went outreach. I was excited. Amen. I was so pumped up. I said, God, you saved me. I said, God, amen. He saved me on Wednesday. Saturday morning, they said, we're going to go outreach. What's outreach? We're going to tell somebody about Jesus. Can I tell you? If I can tell somebody about how to be a good sinner, I can tell somebody about how to be a Christian. Amen. If I can tell somebody about, amen, how to do evil things of the things that I used to do, why now, amen, was I not going to be able to be used for the things of God? I was excited. And I knew nothing about the Bible, but yet I was excited. They said, outreach, count me in. Because when they said, amen, do you want to do anything for God? I said, count me in. Because he did everything for me. See, this evening, we need more people. We need more people reaching out to the lost and dying world. See our text. Excuse me. It was God speaking to Jeremiah some 2,700 years ago. And can I tell you the words that God spoke to Jeremiah, amen, 2,700 years ago are applicable to you and I tonight in 2026. Because firstly, amen, you were created for this. See, this is a story of the prophet Jeremiah. He became one of Israel's greatest, amen, major prophets. How they had the major and the minor, amen. I don't know how. I don't need to understand all those things. All I need to understand is that Jeremiah was, amen, not a bullfrog, but a prophet. Amen. Glory. See, he was a prophet, amen, to the nation, very similar to you and I, amen, to the nation that we live in tonight. For decades and centuries, amen, the people of Israel had turned away from God. Can I tell you tonight? It's an atrocity of what's going on with God's creation. Tonight, when we see all the alphabet movement, amen, I forget what all every letter stands for, and I don't care. The alphabet movement, and then the plus sign. I don't care. Because that's an atrocity against the creation that God intended for the creation to be. See, that's, amen, what Jeremiah was created for. God was going to give, amen, Israel one more chance. Could it be tonight that God can use you, amen, hallelujah, for the people of God, amen, or God's people? Because how many know that every single one, amen, of us, 8 billion plus, were created in the image of God? Well, Pastor, what about, amen, the Middle Easterners created in the image of God? How about the Africans created in the image of God? How about the Europeans created in the image of God? How about the South Americans created in the image of God? The North Americans, amen, and not the penguins of Antarctica, glory to God. We were all created in the image of God. It doesn't matter, amen, where you come from. Everyone, amen, every person is lost if they are without Jesus. And our text, amen, is trying to give you and I an understanding, amen, of the opportunity that God is trying to, amen, give the people of Israel in Jeremiah. See, that's what Jeremiah was created for. Before, amen, Jeremiah was born, the Word of God says that God knew, amen, who he was going to be. Before the foundation of the world, God had a plan for Jeremiah. Before, amen, he was a thought in his mother and father's mind and womb, God had set him apart. See, he was born to be a prophet. He was born to be a spokesman for God's word, for God's truth. See, you tonight are the modern day Jeremiah. Why were you born where you were born? Can I tell you? I don't know. Amen. Listen, I was born in Mexico. But at a very young age, I came here to the United States. Can I tell you? God's plan was set in motion. At a very young age, people began to tell me about getting saved, going to church, amen. And all I would, amen, always come up with was, amen, that fact that I was, amen, when they began to tell me, you need to get saved. I'm a Catholic. Don't talk to me. You need to get saved. Soy católico. ¿No me entendiste? I'm a Catholic. Didn't you understand? Leave me alone. Can I tell you? It doesn't matter what people throw at you. All that is, amen, is an excuse of why they don't want to come to know Jesus. See, why, amen, were you born when you were born? Can I tell you? Many people say, I wish. I hear Mark all the time, amen. I was born, amen, in the wrong. I know he's just joking around, glory to God. But I was born in the wrong, amen. I was born to do something else. But every single one of us was born where and when God saw fit. Was it a fluke? Was it coincidence? Did the stars line up? If you are saved tonight, God saved you to speak his truth, his word, amen, hallelujah, and to represent him. That's what you and I, amen, were saved for. We were saved, amen, to be able to be spokesmen and women, amen, for the living God. See, right now, amen, right here, this is what you and I, amen, were created for. We can see in verse 6 and 7, the Word of God says, then Then said I, O Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you. See, Jeremiah didn't think he was old enough. He hadn't lived long enough to know, amen, the proper words. Can I tell you, I'm 55, amen, or going to be 55, and I still don't know the right words to speak. See, he didn't think he had enough life experience. So what he did is he protested. He said, God, I'm too young. In a sense, he's telling God, amen, that his age was impeding him. Let me ask you tonight, what's impeding you? Amen. What's holding you? Why can't you and I? Oh, I have, and you can put whatever you want, can I tell you? But all it is going to be the same thing that Jeremiah told God. God, I cannot. Because. See, when he said, amen, when he said that to the Lord didn't buy it. Can I tell you? No matter how good the excuse sounds, the Lord is not going to buy it. No matter how, amen, sincere, God, you have to understand. And God's saying, I understand. Go. See, if the Lord has called you, he will make sure, amen, that you will be able to do it. All we have to do, can I tell you, sometimes, amen, we make this a bad word, obedience. All you have to do is be obedient. To where he sends us and to what he has us to do. Can I tell you, sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even understand myself. God help you as you're trying to understand me. Amen. See, your age tonight does not matter. If you and I will obey God, God will use your life. See, some here in this place, you might think that you're too young, or might think you're too old. Pastor, I'm past. Pastor, I'm too young. God has you right where God wants you to be. His plans have not changed. Ask yourself this question. Have you and I changed? Does Hebrews 13:8, does anybody know it? Hebrews 13:8. Go ahead and say it loud. So if he hasn't changed, why have you and I changed? If he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we are followers of Christ, then why have you and I changed? See, if you think you're too old, can I tell you one thing? When I was when I went to Texas this last week, the very first thing my wife and I did is we went and saw this gentleman that's in that's in hospice. He's got a failing liver. His leg is cut from here down. He's got a failing. He's got one good kidney. It's in, and it's only functioning at 20%. and he tells me time and time again, Pastor, all I want to do is what God has me to do. Why in the world, if you and I have, a functioning many of things, why we can make an excuse on why we cannot do it? and do it for God. I told him, I said, Mr. Wisdom, you encourage me. Amen. Because if he's there, amen, listen, he's there. And he says, all I want is to be able to do what God has me to do. And he's in a bed. He cannot, oh, did I say he was blind? I didn't say he was blind, did I? He's blind. Failing liver. Kidneys, only one works, and that's working at 20%. He has to go through dialysis 3 times a week. And he says, all I want to do is what God has me to do. Come on, church. What excuse can we make? What excuse can you and I make tonight? If here it is, a man that says, all I want to do is what God has me to do. What's our excuse? See, some have no age excuse. See, we're just trying to avoid and come up with a good reason on why you and I are here. Amen. God has you. Listen to me. God has you right where he wants you. Isn't that amazing? God placed you. How many were born here in Colorado Springs? Born here. One? Then everybody else. God brought us here for such a time as this. See, your fear is not a factor tonight, amen. In verse 8, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. See, God knew Jeremiah was afraid before Jeremiah said anything. God had, amen, God had to address the situation. God said, do not be afraid of them. There would be people, amen, who will try to intimidate you into, being silent. Jeremiah, amen, he would face real adversaries and real dangers. He would be, approached by people who would not want to hear, amen, what he had to say, amen. Listen, Jeremiah was considered the weeping prophet because he loved and he saw his nation go, amen, down under. But the people continued to reassure themselves that they were going down. See, he would, be approached by people who would not want to hear what he wanted to say. See, going and talking to people can sometimes be downright scary. And I'm going to tell you the probably scariest situation. Amen. How many know what cholos are? Anybody? Do we not know what cholos are? They're Mexican gangsters. Amen. You know, there's a bunch of guys. And can I tell you, amen, when I approached them with my head, with my chest out. Amen. But down deep inside, I was like, man, I hope they don't jump me. I hope they don't jump me. Listen, so I approached them and I said, what's up? I want to give you a flyer and let you know about Jesus. Can I tell you, I had total dominion. But can I tell you, it was scary. Because, you're never going to know how people are going to react. Ask yourself tonight. Do you think God invested into you just to let, other people take you off course? See, God told Jeremiah, do not be afraid. There's no reason to fear. They're just people, and I am God. I will be with you, and I'll bring you through, amen, whatever you are facing tonight. See, tonight, you and I do not have to be afraid because God is with us. Fear tonight, amen, it comes from one thing, and that is the lack of faith. Let me ask you, who do you trust tonight? Do you trust everything else, or do we trust God? See, do you think God can do all things? How many people believe that God can do all things tonight? Then you and I tonight can step out with courage and not let fear be a factor to deter you and I from what God has for our lives. See, lastly tonight, knowledge, amen, though it's important, is not the most important. In verse 9, then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my, amen, I have put my words in your mouth. See, Jeremiah was young. He used the word youth six times, amen, to be able to tell us that he was young. He was in his youthful years, amen. He did not have all the world's experience or grown-up experience. But God, amen, was able to deal with those issues, amen, that came at the forefront. God put his words into Jeremiah's mouth. What Jeremiah did not know was that God, amen, was there to lead him, amen, through every step of his life. See, some of you tonight, amen, you have witnessed to people, amen, but for some here tonight, you haven't. You thought, amen, you did not know all things. If you would just, amen, say the right words, or you didn't have, amen, all the answers. See, those things tonight, amen, they do not concern God. Because God says, I'm going to put words in your mouth. See, those things, amen, are not a problem for God. If tonight you can only do one thing, if you make yourselves available to God, God will use you. Don't take this wrong. Listen, God used a donkey. Amen? So why do you think that God cannot use you and I? Pastor, are you comparing me? No, listen, that's why I said, amen, because I know, Pastor. Come on, let's talk, Pastor. Well, you said I was a donkey. No, I said God used a donkey. Why can he not use you and I? See, God will handle. All you have to do is step out in faith. You cannot do anything without him. But with him, amen, he can use you for anything. See, God tonight will empower you. In verse 10, see, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. See, Jeremiah was a young man who was scared and did not know the words to say. Though God, through God's presence, amen, and power, Jeremiah was able to bring a change to a whole nation. What change can you and I tonight make if we just make ourselves one thing? and that is to make ourselves available. See, God tonight has given you and I the power to change, the things around us. It's all Him. When you come, you don't have to, you don't have to come over here and say, it was I. It's all God, folks. It's all God. He will bring a change. He will bring forth, redemption. He will bring forth life and life abundantly. See, God tonight has given you and I the power. The power is in you. Because it's all Him. Through God's ability, we can bring change to our communities, to our city, to our state, to our nation, to the world. Are you willing tonight, to make yourselves available to answer the call of God? Are you willing to step past your fear or past your lack of knowledge? Will you make yourselves available? Will you commit yourselves to God? There's some people here tonight that you might be the best employee your employer has. Why can't we do that for God? Amen? Did I say something wrong? So why can't we do it for God? You want to be the best at your work. You want to get all the awards, Employee of the Month. Whoa, 5 months in a row. But yet we're scared to death to do anything for God. Why can't we do what we do for the world, for God? That's what you and I were created for. We were not created to get all these trophies, to get all these awards, to get all these recognitions. You and I were created to be used for God. See, commit yourselves tonight to reaching this lost world. Tonight, every single one of us in this place can trust in God. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. What were you created for? You were not created for anything else but to be useful to reach people's lives. You're in this place. You came in. You're not saved. You're not right with God. You're not right with God. You're backslidden. You're not right with God. You want to make a commitment tonight. You want to get your heart right. Would you simply do one thing? Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. Simply do one thing. Lift up your hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, what were you created for? Can I tell you, you were not created for anything else. Jeremiah was created. God said, I called you to be a prophet. Can I tell you tonight, church, you were called. The prophet just speaks the word of God. You and I were made in the image of God, to serve the living God, to be in the presence of God. And God tonight wants to do a miracle replicated through the miracle that you received when you received the free gift of salvation. And God tonight wishes to use your life, wishes to use you tonight to reach somebody else that's dying tonight. Mr. Wisdom there, he was such an encouragement to him, to my wife and I. He was in so much agony, but yet he recognized and he makes this statement, amen. And I don't give glory to myself or nothing thereof. All I was used. He says, amen. He constantly says, you saved me. And I have to remind him and tell him, no, Mr. Wisdom, all I was used by God to be able to touch your life. It's God who saves, folks. It's God who touches. It's God who moves. It's God who does all things. You and I, amen, were called, amen, to be committed and obedient to spread his word, as he says, I will put my words into your mouth. Will you speak God's word? The altar is open tonight, amen. Come, lay hold of God. Let God tonight help you. Let God tonight use you. Amen. Commit yourself, amen, to the things of God tonight. Commit yourself to telling, amen, people about, amen, the living God tonight. Shiara rando loro baba bando loro lo shiara bando. God, I love you. I praise your name. Oh, mighty is your name, Jesus. Mighty is your name. You are the living word, oh God. It is not I, but God that lives in us tonight. It is not you. It is the living God that lives inside of you tonight. It is God who will be glorified. It is God who will be magnified. Amen. You will see people, glory to God, make it into heaven. And imagine, amen. I want you to imagine this. Quiero que te imagines. What if people come and they say, I'm here because of you. I'm here because of you. I'm here tonight because you talk to me. That's why I'm here. Imagine people coming up. But on the flip side, there's going to be people that are going to be agonizing. They're going to say, why didn't you somebody just come and talk to me? Why didn't somebody just come? When you could have been that person that would be able to save them from the torment and agony. But just like Jeremiah, God, I didn't know what to say. God, I was too young. God, I was too old. And then God says, did I not put my words in your mouth to speak? What were you created for? You and I were created to be his witnesses, his spokespeople. His spokesmen, his spokeswomen. That's what you and I were created for. You were not created for to get trophies, get bigger and bigger barns. You and I were made for one thing, to tell people about the living God that cares so much about them, that does not want them to perish, but wants them to have everlasting life. Amen. Can we give God glory tonight? Let's give God glory.